paradise, bachelor's paradise, bachelor's paradise. Come on. Bachelor's paradise, bachelor's paradise, come on!
Bachelor's Paradise, starring Eric Pierce as Robert Turner and Matthew Leddy as Cornelius Crane, created by Ivan Aysen.
Time, 1950s. Place, rural New England. Setting, a one-room cabin. Think Henry David Thoreau.
Episode 2, Queer Sissy Faggot.
It's nighttime and Robert Turner is studying by candlelight.
If I remember my PEMDAS correctly, that's parentheses, exponents, multiplication, division, addition, and subtraction. That means the... Who's there?
It's the big bad wolf.
Cornelius, is that you?
No, Robert. It's not Cornelius Oxford Crane, XVI. I said, it's the big bad wolf. Woof, woof.
Cornelius, I'm in the middle of my schoolwork.
Woof, woof.
Will you please stop woofing?
But I'm the big bad wolf. Woof, woof, you get it? I'm barking like a wolf.
Wolves don't bark, they howl.
I can't howl. I can whistle.
I'm in the middle of my schoolwork, Cornelius.
Cornelius, with a fraternity rush cap, is standing there with Bud Thompson, a college upperclassman with a chip on his shoulder.
Cornelius, I'm in the middle of my schoolwork.
Robert, can't a friend just stop by to say hello?
Correction? Aren't you going to introduce me?
Of course I am, sir. Robert Turner, Bud Thompson.
Nice to make your acquaintance.
Good to meet you, Robert.
Cornelius, why are you wearing that silly little cap? And why did he just call you erection?
It's not a silly little cap, Robert. I'm rushing a fraternity. Bud Thompson is the rush chair of Chi Chi Chi. And as for the elegant nickname that you're referring to...
Erection?
That's the one, Robert. You see, erection represents how the brothers of Chi 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 see me.
As a firm penis.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but can we come in? I'm freezing my ass out here.
Sure, come in. I have the fire on, and if you like, I can make some Swiss miss.
No Swiss miss for me, thanks. This place is small.
Yes, I'm not sure if you are aware of my situation.
Oh, I'm aware. You were caught necking with a girl in your room and were kicked out of the dorms.
That's not entirely accurate.
Robert's just being facetious. He necks with plenty of girls. He also has sexual intercourse on occasion. Hell, his name could also be erection. Nay, penetration. And as I told you earlier, sir, he has a solid 4.0 GPA.
Is that a fact, Robert? You know we could use a fellow like you in the fraternity.
I'm flattered, but I don't think I would be able to focus with all the social gatherings and shindigs.
But you can live at the house and not like some deadbeat hermit. Do you even have indoor plumbing?
Not only doesn't he have indoor plumbing, sir, he doesn't even have an outhouse. He has to shit in the woods like a bear.
Thank you for that description, Cornelius.
You're welcome for that description, Robert.
Oh, you would love our house. It's colonial style, very spacious, with two television sets.
That sounds swell, but I've been banned from living on campus.
Our house isn't on campus.
It isn't.
It's right across the street from where the college officially ends.
That would be better than living in the woods.
We also have plenty of toilets.
I was just there, Robert. I counted five, three of which are working.
Is this why you're here? To recruit me into Chi Chi Chi?
We're here because we have a favor to ask from you.
What kind of favor?
Just say yes, Robert. He's just asking for a favor.
Cornelius, I need to know what the favor is first. Bud, what's the favor?
I need you to tutor me.
Tutor you?
See, Bud, I told you Robert catches on quick.
Will you do it? I need help, pal. I'm flunking out of this place with a capital F.
First of all, I'm only a freshman.
I'm not looking for Isaac Newton answers, just enough to get off of academic probation.
What classes are you looking for me to tutor you in?
All of them.
All of your classes? Can't you have someone from Chi 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 tutor you?
I would, but between the beer, chicks, and parties, and them all being dunces, it wouldn't be much help.
But I think I just saw Robert nod his head up and down, which means he'll do it.
I didn't see a nod.
Really, because I could have sworn I saw an up and down motion.
I didn't nod, Cornelius. But I have other obligations that would make it very difficult to tutor you in all of your classes. Maybe I can fit one, possibly two in, but I think that's the limit.
What obligations would that be, Robert?
Well, Cornelius, besides my own schoolwork, I also spend much of my time walking back and forth from campus to my cabin in the forest, chopping firewood and many other country chores. Not to mention, I've been taking archery lessons so I can go hunting for my own food. It's a lot easier than going to the dining hall for bacon and eggs.
Sir, can you please excuse us just for a moment? Robert, can I talk to you in private?
Cornelius, this cabin is 10 feet by 15 feet. There is no private.
Then by the fire. Our voices can be masked by the crackling.
Robert and Cornelius move several feet over to the fireplace.
Robert, you're being very rude. Bud took time out of his busy schedule to trek through the snow to your pitiful little shack to ask you to tutor him in several classes.
Yes, he's a very gracious guest, and it's not several classes, it's all his classes.
Listen, Robert, I need this fraternity. There's a vast ocean of impressionable young girls I'd like to take advantage of. Kai can expiate that process.
First of all, it's expedite, not expiate.
Damn it, Robert. You're supposed to tutor Bud, not me.
You only want me to tutor Bud because you want more skirt.
Robert, grow up. It's the 1950s. Not every broad wears a skirt. Some wear pants. And let me tell you, when you've got a great hourglass figure, pants are a godsend. I've been thinking about writing a thank you letter to the people at Levi Strauss and Company.
What do you want from me, Cornelius? To do all his schoolwork for him?
Yes, that would be the gentlemanly thing to do. I'll go tell Bud you said yes.
No, you're not, because I'm not doing it. You can tell him we can go over his classes one by one and see which I can handle on top of my unique workload.
Robert, I must say, you've changed. And not for the better. When I met you this past fall, you were a happy-go-lucky freshman. Now you move to your estate in your forest like King John and what? We're all peasants to you now? Not worth the time or the effort to help us out when we, the common folk, till your land, man your castles, and care for your kingdom. Well, if I can just say that you, Robert Turner, are no King John, and we, the people, demand satisfaction. Will you give us that satisfaction and tutor Bud in all of his classes?
No.
Okay, I didn't want to do this.
Cornelius takes out his sterling gold Brooks Brothers money clip.
Name your price, Robert.
I don't have the time, Cornelius. I have obligations, such as surviving the great outdoors.
That's what the money is for, Robert. You can burn it instead of spending hours a day chopping firewood.
Bud?
Yes, Robert?
There's no way I can tutor you in all your classes, so let's go over each one and pick out the one, perhaps two, with which I could help you.
Erection?
Yes, sir.
Can I chat with you for a second by the fireplace?
Robert, do you mind switching places?
Bud goes by the fireplace, and Robert stands by the door.
What's going on, Erection? You said Robert wasn't square.
He's not, sir. He's as round as they come, like a beautiful baseball.
Then why is he acting so queer?
Maybe if he rushes Kai Kai Kai, his name can be Sissy.
He's not rushing the fraternity if he doesn't tutor me in all my classes. And neither are you.
Sir, I am hurt by that. I thought I was Kai Kai Kai's Erection, and now you're telling me I'm not.
Listen, this could be your last night rushing if you don't get him to tutor me in all my classes. I need to get off of academic probation or I'll be out of Kai Kai Kai. And if that happens, I'm bringing out the paddle.
Oh no, not the paddle.
Yes, the paddle.
Excuse me, one moment, sir.
Cornelius goes over to Robert, who is still standing by the door.
I'm in a situation, Robert.
I know, Cornelius. I heard every word.
You did?
This cabin is 10 feet by 15 feet.
But what about the crackling?
The crackling doesn't do anything.
So you heard him call you queer?
Yes, and I heard you call me a sissy.
In my defense, I've been drinking.
It's all right, Cornelius. I understand. Herd mentality is a powerful force.
That's right, it is. But how come it doesn't work on you?
As Freud would say...
Erection? Is he gonna tutor me or what?
Sir, I'll tutor you.
But you're a dunce.
I'm no dunce, sir. If you remember, my nickname is Erection. I was not only given that nickname because of my slender frame and height, but because I have a large head. And yes, I might only have an unpretentious 2.0 GPA, but this head has the potential for so much more. That's why I'm going to become pretentious for you, sir. What do you say? Should we go back to the house and hit the books?
You two are nothing but a bunch of city faggots.
Sir, I'm from Westchester, New York, and Robert here is from Greenwich, Connecticut.
Actually, Cornelius, I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
You are? You lucky bastard. Detroit. America's Shangri-La.
Well, wherever you guys are from, you're both queers.
That's not very nice of you to say that. You know we have feelings.
And I feel that erection should bend over.
Wait, I thought you said he's out if I didn't tutor you.
You did say that, sir.
You can keep rushing the fraternity as long as I get to paddle you.
Cornelius, you don't have to do this.
I need Kai Kai Kai, Robert. There are too many broads out there wearing Levi Strauss jeans that need me.
Bud, you're without a paddle. What will you use? Your hand?
Robert, let's not make this situation any more queer.
Did you just call me a queer erection?
Did I just call you a queer erection?
You know what I mean. Did you just call me a queer?
I meant the situation, sir. The situation is all queer.
I'm gonna slug you for that.
Hey, Bud.
Robert, you just decked Bud Thompson, Rush chairman of Kai Kai Kai. He'll have 30 brothers over here tomorrow night to beat you to a bloody pulp.
No, he won't, Cornelius.
How's that?
Because he just got decked by a queer sissy faggot.
A bachelor's paradise. A bachelor's paradise. Bachelor's paradise. Come on!
Written and directed by Ivan Aysen, guest starring Cody Buchanan as Bud Thompson, and narrated by me, George Letty. Tonight's episode was sponsored by Birch Paddles,
disciplining America's youth since 1916.
This has been a Letty Set Go production.